I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An 18-year-old named Nicholas and his 17-year-old friend snuck into an abandoned hotel in Ohio last Wednesday. Apparently, they just were bored and wanted to check the place out. I mean, I would do that. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
For sure.
But that wasn't the best idea because, well, the two city officials were actually having lunch nearby. They saw them go inside, and they reacted by calling the cops. It turns out an entire team of officers were training about a dozen canine units nearby, so those are the ones that responded to the kids going into the abandoned hotel. They surrounded the hotel with 11 police dogs and moved in on the teenagers. One of the dogs eventually found them hiding in a hotel room and scared them pretty good, so they immediately gave themselves up. They ended up having to pay a $100 fine for criminal trespassing.
Wow.
And also have to cover the court costs. Isn't that an overreaction?
Like, I mean, I guess a little bit.
I mean, like, if they broke stuff inside there or damaged it, yeah, but you're gonna, like, bring all these canine dogs in to get these kids? But I guess it's a hotel. They could be there all day, right?
That's true.
A drunk motorist was arrested after driving through a scene of a crash in Florida. A motorcyclist lost control and hit a guardrail after midnight. The driver and a passenger were sent to the hospital with injuries after being ejected during that crash. Then 2 hours later, a woman barreled her way through the scene despite being taped off and having lights flashing. Cops said they smelled alcohol in the woman's breath after they pulled her over, and they arrested her for DUI. The driver of the motorcycle suffered life-threatening injuries and was not wearing a helmet. The passenger suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Cops say the alcohol or drugs are definitely a factor in the crash. I just don't get people how drunk they can be just to drive through that. Like, you clearly see lights. They've got
right.
It taped off. They're sectioning everything.
It's
right
almost
there.
Like she was asleep, because how would you not notice that?
And your final dummy of the day today, villagers in India were so excited by a frozen meteor. I mean, meteors have been everywhere. I talked to you guys about last week about the big flash in the sky in Michigan. They found like little pebble-sized piece left of.
What do you mean frozen? Aren't they hot?
Well, let me explain to you, Alex. There's been a big hype for it. So they were excited by this frozen meteor that crashed into a farmer's field. A few people gathered around the pieces of rock and they stashed them in the refrigerator. But it turns out it wasn't a meteor.
What was it?
Live the Web Girl, do you have a guess?
It was cow doo-doo, or just doo-doo.
It was actually airplane poop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, meteorites can be worth thousands of dollars if they're actually found from the sky. That's why the people rushed to gather what they thought they were, the actual meteor rocks. Eventually, a team of scientists, though, assembled and collected samples of the objects at the site, and they determined the rocks were actually frozen feces.
Ew.
From a plane that had flown overhead.
Ew.
Could you imagine all the people, though? Like, I feel bad for them, but they're kind of dummies. So they're like, yes, we've got a meteor! Hurry,
dude,
put it in the fridge!
Oh my gosh.
But it was just airplane poop. So
I hope they use bleach.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.